I believe there's a great truth to that song. Sometimes we get the idea that we've got to be able to pray these long, beautiful, well-orchestrated prayers for God to hear. And I'm glad it's the simplest of prayers that He hears the most. Amen. There have been several people in my life that as I would hear them pray, I always thought, I wish I could pray like that. Sister Donna Upton's back there tonight. I love to hear her daddy pray. Brother Buddy Hayes, Brother Buddy could pray. I love to hear Brother J.M. Brooks pray. Brother J.M., you just felt like heaven was rattling when he prayed. Amen. I love to hear Brother J. Bice pray. Brother Jay, when he prayed, did everything but take a text and preach. Amen. And I like that. I love to hear people that just no doubt you know they're talking to God. But I'm glad just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Amen. 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 I didn't really know all what to say the night I got saved. And I really believe it didn't matter what I said. I know with the mouth confession is made. But it was my heart that believed, amen? And boy, what a difference, what a difference it made. Thank y'all for that good singing tonight. Exodus chapter number 19. Exodus chapter number 19, quick little thought tonight. And we'll get you out of here. Amen. What a blessing. Boy, it's been good being in church today. Some of y'all look tired and wore out and ready to go, but that's what I am. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to preach, amen? And I've been praying. I don't know what it is. All week long, God's been dealing with my heart about how one word or one statement you can make can change somebody's life. One statement. Most people don't remember a whole sermon. Do you understand that? But that one thing, and I've been praying. This is what I've been praying. I don't know why. All week, like I never have. God, give me that one statement. Whatever that one statement is, it'll make a difference in somebody's life. Amen? This morning in the message, one statement that helped you might not be the statement that helped somebody else. Amen? Isn't it amazing how God can take the same scripture? I've always been amazed by that. He can take the same passage of scripture and help 10 different people with 10 different things. Totally opposite one from another. Friend, that's the Bible. Amen. That is the Bible, and it never ceases to amaze me. In Exodus chapter number 19, God is given a little reminder in verse number 4. He said, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." Look at that little statement just for a second. Here's where he likens to the children of Israel what he's done for them. He said, "I want you to remember what I did to the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself." Now think about this just for a second. Do you know what it means to be bore by somebody or for him to bear you? Amen. Listen to me. What's it mean? Carry. It means carry. Is that right? Have you ever felt like you're in a place in your life, you're not doing all that spiritually well, you're just kind of maintaining, and you know that for a time and a period that God is just carrying you? Amen. Hey, aren't you thankful for those days? I'm reminded of the poem that Brother Willard Thomas wrote. I know the poem says author unknown, but it was Brother Willard. He wrote that poem, Footprints in the Sand. And the poem talks about the footprints, and God, I can see where you walked with me all those times. But what about those times where there's only one set of footprints and I was all alone? God said, that's when I was carrying you. Amen. And I'm thankful that there's been some time. It ain't got nothing to do with the message tonight, but I just want to say I'm thankful for the time where God has picked me up and throwed me over His shoulders when I was too weak to walk on my own, when I was not strong enough to stand spiritually all by myself, and God carried me for a while. Amen. Amen. I remember when the kids were little and Katie was just a baby, and I remember we went to Disney World and Katie was what, 10, 8, little. And Disney World for 5 days will wear an Olympian athlete out. Amen. hot, 450 degrees, walking on black asphalt. And I remember that little old baby getting tired. And they're saying, "Daddy, will you carry me?" And I'm like, "It's hot." Did I mention it's hot? I've walked just as far as you have. And I wanted to say, use your own legs. But being a loving father, pick her up and carry her a while. Amen. See, what we don't realize sometimes as adults, one stride of ours, it takes that little kid three strides. So they're really walking three times as much as you are. Amen. Imagine what God's one stride, how many we'd have to take to keep up with him. Come on, give us some thought tonight. Amen. So when we're give out and tired, he's not a little bit tired. He's not winded, and I'm glad he's able to pick up his children and carry us for a while. But he said, "I bore you on eagle's wings." Wow. Lot said in the Bible about an eagle. I thought about this week before last. I was in Louisiana, and I was duck hunting. First time I ever done that in my life. They said, "You want to go duck hunting?" I said, "If it's killing something, I'm for it. Let's go." So we went duck hunting, and we're sitting in this duck blind, and them guys are blowing them things, you know, and them ducks are coming in. We're shooting, having a big time, and all of a sudden, everybody just got silent and was watching. Bald eagle just comes soaring over. I mean, brother, we were just speechless. And then after the eagle was gone, they was telling me, they showed me down the bayou there where the eagle's nest was, and they see that eagle all the time. But that eagle, there's something special about that bird. There's something special about an eagle. I know he's our nation's symbol and all that, but there's something just majestic about that eagle. And God made something. God thinks something about that eagle because he mentions him over and over and over and over in the Bible. Amen?
Yes, he does.
There's a famous series of messages on the eagle, and it's all good. It ain't all really altogether true about the eagle. Amen? But there are some interesting things about the eagle. Amen? But I want to look at a few things tonight, and God reminded me about this while I was duck hunting. And you pray for me. I'm still working on the message, the death of Daffy Duck. Amen. I'm going to preach that before it's over with. But in Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 31, the Bible said, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their what?
Strength.
He said, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." When God talks about us renewing our strength and being strong, he likens us to an eagle. Amen. Sometimes in life you're doing this, man. It's all you do just to stay afloat and to keep from crashing to the ground. I like them times, boy, when you're just soaring.
Yeah.
Amen. It can't be like that all the time, though, can it? Amen. In Psalms 103, in the last part of verse number 5, he said, "So that thy youth is renewed like the eagle."
Yes.
Over and over and over, when we look at the eagle in the Bible, she or he, the bird, is a picture of strength. It's a picture of power. Amen. I think as God's children, we ought to be a picture of strength and a picture of power. We face battles. We go through trials. We have weakness. We're human. But that should not be the majority of our story. We ought to be a strong people. Why? We have the Lord on our side. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? The Bible said, for God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. In Proverbs, he said, the righteous are as bold as a lion. We ought not to be a bunch of weak knees, wimpy-mouthed cowards hiding somewhere in a closet. Amen? We ought to be a bold, strong people for the Lord. Why? Because we have him. Amen? It's not our strength. But that eagle is a picture of strength. Let's see, in Ezekiel, in Psalms 91 and verse number 4, the Bible said, he will cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Now, listen just for a second. There are times when we ought to be strong. But he said when we're not, we can hide under his wing.
Amen.
Amen. When we're not, He'll bear us on His wing. Amen. When we can't fly on our own strength, He'll supply the strength for us. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I worry about whining Christians.
Amen.
I do. I worry about whining Christians. Ain't never got anything good to say. Always a sad story to tell. Nobody ever brags on God. I think about Brother Shane. If anybody in this church had a right to whine, it'd probably be him.
Amen.
I mean, I've known them for 8, 10, 11 years, something like that, a while. And it ain't just that he got his leg cut off. Friend, that's just one straw in the pile. It's been on and on and on and on ever since I've prayed. God, why is this cloud follow this man around? Every time he calls, I think, well, this can't be good. It's Shane.
Yeah.
But in the midst of all that, he quotes me scriptures.
Yeah. Amen.
He rejoices in the Lord.
Yeah.
He tells me jokes. He's always got a good spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could tell you some of the jokes he tells me.
Yeah.
They ain't all good. They ain't
all
horrible, but they ain't good. Amen? I'm just amazed at His spirit. God, I want what He's got. I want to be able to face the trials and go through the dilemmas of life and deal with the hardship, but at the same time be able to see You high and lifted up in everything that I face and keep a good attitude and a good spirit about it. Amen? Lord, when I'm weak, help me to rely on Your strength. God, when I'm down, help me to realize that You're never down, that You're always up.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. And that I can count on You.
Amen, bro. Amen.
In the Bible, there's a lot said, and I want to compare this eagle just for a second to our Heavenly Father. Then I'm going to give you the simple little thought, and we'll go home, okay? In Ezekiel chapter number 17, verse number 3, the Bible said He's large. He's a large bird.
Yeah.
Ain't no mistaking Him. I remember when I was little, I'd see a buzzard and I'd think, boy, there's an eagle. Till I really saw an eagle.
Yes, sir.
There's no mistaking them, boy.
Yeah, bro.
There's no mistaking them. We were in Gettysburg last month, December. My wife and I went to Gettysburg, the great battlefield, the Civil War. And we had a private tour guide took us and showed us around. And brother, he was just a walking history book of the Civil War. And we went up on the highest peak where the Yankee soldiers saw the rebel soldiers coming across and slaughtered them. But anyway, we were standing on that, they call it tabletop, I believe is what it was, something ridge. But we were standing on top of that big ridge, and we were fixing to get back in the car. It's freezing cold, and I went, there's a bald eagle. And that guy said, man, you're right. He said, I ain't never seen a bald eagle up here. He said, man, that's awesome. I can't believe you spotted it. I thought, there's no mistaking it, man.
Yeah, bro.
There's no mistaking it. He's large. He's large. You may have seen a lot of red-tailed hawks, but when you see an eagle, you'll know who He is. Amen? What are you trying to say? When you see God, you'll know it's Him. There ain't no mistaking. Amen? Amen. It ain't some little G God. Hey, when God swoops in on the situation, when God moves in on the scene, hey, like Jared this morning, you won't wonder if it's something you ate last night. You won't wonder if you're having a little panic attack. You'll know it's the God of heaven has swooped in on your soul. Hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a big God tonight.
Amen.
I'm glad when He shows up, I know Him. I know some churches that wouldn't know Him if they met Him in the street.
Amen.
Amen. They sat in a service like we had this morning and just freak out. Scare them to death. Why? They don't know who we worship. Goes against their program. Goes against their little agenda. Y'all all right? I'm glad I serve a big God. And I know when He's around. And I know when He ain't.
Amen.
Amen. I've been both places. Hallelujah. He's a big God. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 23 says He's swift. He's swift. You know what that means? That means quick. He's quick. I'm glad I serve a God who's quick.
Amen.
Amen. He's not slow to help. He's not slow to answer. He's quick. Amen. I'm glad he can help us. I'm glad he's fast enough to get the job done.
Amen.
Job chapter number 39. The Bible said he sees a great distance. He sees a great distance. Remember we preached that message the other night. I wish I could preach it again. Sometimes I'll preach a message here and the Lord will say, yeah, you're going to use that on the road. But every time I preach it, I add something gets added to it and it grows and grows. But I preached that message on GPS versus MapQuest. And I talked about that satellite way out yonder that can see your little pickup driving down the road way down here.
Amen.
Man, think about the Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place,
Amen.
Beholding the evil and the good.
Yes.
How could he say, lo, I'm with you always? He's always with you. He can see you.
Amen.
Amen. He can see your dilemmas. He can see your situations, your circumstances.
Amen.
He can see your heartaches. He can see the balance in your checkbook.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
By the way, he knows whether you tithe today or not too.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad we serve a God who sees a great distance. Now listen, I've prayed several times this week for Brother Greg Nix. He's a great distance. He's way over there in Iraq. Every time they show Iraq in the news and all that, I watch, see if I can see Brother Greg. I'm looking for a guy in a cast. He's probably done got rid of that, I'm sure. But anyway, I look for Brother Greg.
Yeah.
I'd love to catch him, see him. I say, oh, there he is. He's okay. You know, but God can see him.
Yeah.
God can see him right there where he's at. Amen.
Amen.
I think about Brother Eric. Brother Eric and Miss Stacy are way over there in Thailand. Brother William said there's only one family. Is that right, that they can talk to? That speaks English? Brother Shemesh, I'm sure that's who that is. Nobody over there that they can even carry on a conversation with. You reckon they get lonely?
Yeah.
Reckon, ain't you glad God can see them right there in Thailand?
Amen.
Knows where they are. Hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a God tonight who sees a great distance.
Yes, he does.
You know, I can't get so far away from God that he don't know where I am.
Right.
I don't want to be in that situation.
Amen.
But I have been.
Yes, sir.
Been so far away from God, so cold and indifferent. I couldn't see him, but he could see me. Amen. I've been to the place where I couldn't see God moving and working in my life, but he was. Amen. There's never been a time when God wasn't doing something behind the scenes in my life. Or yours either.
Amen.
He sees a great distance. Jeremiah chapter number 44 and verse number 16. He builds his nest in the lofty places. He builds his nest in the high places. I'm glad I serve a God who builds his nest in the high places. Amen?
Yes,
the Bible said we are able to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is that right?
Amen.
I'd say that's a lofty place, wouldn't you?
Amen.
He's large. He's swift. He sees a great distance. He builds his nest in the lofty places. In Psalms 103 and verse number 5, he said he renews our strength like the strength of the eagle. And I'm glad when we're weak and we're weary, God can renew our strength.
Amen,
yes, Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Deuteronomy chapter number 32.
Yeah.
I told you if you're saved this morning, you ought to hear the message tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 32.
Yeah.
Just for a few minutes, I want to give you this thought. Maybe it's time to fly. Maybe it's time to fly. Deuteronomy chapter 32. And look with me at verse number 11. The Bible says, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. Let's look at verse number 11 again. The Bible says, as the eagle stirreth up her nest, and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them and beareth them on her wings. We've got a couple of different kind of Christians here tonight. We've got some that are in the nest. Some that need to leave the nest. Some that are flying. Some need to return to the nest. You listen to me? I said there's some in the nest.
Yeah.
Some need to leave the nest. Some are flying, soaring, doing well. Some need to get back to the nest for a while. Amen? Let's talk about those that are in the nest. What kind of birds besides the mother bird do you find in the nest? Talk to me loud. Babies. Baby bird. You don't expect to go find a bird nest and find a mama bird and five more adult birds sitting in the nest. Is that right? That'd be weird, wouldn't it? Hey, little wrens or whatever they are build nests on my back porch every year. One of them bird houses got the car tag bent for the roof. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I got one of them on my back porch. Bird builds a nest in that thing every year, and I get to watch them little babies come out and fly, and it's a pretty cool thing. Yeah, it is. Amen. But it's always just a mama bird and them babies. It ain't a mama bird and five more adult birds.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So babies, when we think about birds in the nest, we think about baby birds. And baby birds are in the nest for a reason.
Yeah, come on.
They're not able to go outside it. They've not got the strength yet to provide for themselves.
Amen.
So as they sit in the comfort of the nest, what mama does is she goes out, especially with this eagle, she'll go out and she'll get rabbit fur and she'll get all this stuff and she'll line that nest. I mean, it's a comfortable place for them baby birds.
Yeah.
I want Happy Valley to be a comfortable place for baby Christians.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen? I don't want everything. Sometimes we take it for granted. Those of us who have been saved for a long time, and me, I grew up in church. I didn't get saved until I was 19, but I'd been taught the Bible all my life.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted that everybody that gets saved is like that.
Amen.
And they're not.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody's not like that.
Amen.
We wonder sometimes, somebody's been saved 3 or 4 months, we're wondering, why ain't you doing no better than you're doing? Man, they're babies. They got to grow.
Amen.
That's why we want to provide a comfortable nest for you right here. Where we can provide the things you need, the Word of God, for you. Amen. You know what that mama bird will do? She'll go out and she'll get meat, she'll get food, whatever it is. You know what she does? She chews it up. And she swallows it. It's kind of gross. But she comes back to the nest and she regurgitates it. That means vomit. What she does is she gets that thing to a softer texture. To where that baby can handle it.
Yes,
and she feeds him. Do you know it's kind of like that in church?
Yes, brother.
Is that okay? Don't go tell everybody, Brother Eddie just vomited all over us tonight. Don't tell. But listen, that's what the man of God does. He gets in the Bible and he studies and he prays. And, God, what do my people need? Hey, that's what that mother's bringing that baby, what he needs.
Yes,
and we consume it. Do you know I got to get it before you can get it?
Yeah, that's good.
Amen. Before you can get it in Sunday school, Brother Freddie's got to get it, and Brother Charles got to get it, and Brother Warren's got to get it. And then we bring it in here and give it back to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Yeah. Man, wouldn't that be a sorry mother eagle if she went out and killed a rabbit and ate it all by herself and didn't bring nothing back to them babies.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, for a baby Christian, the nest is a good place to be.
Amen.
She protects them.
Amen.
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 This church is here not only for your feeding, but this church is here for your protection.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say, Brother, I don't like some of that stuff you preach about. I'm trying to protect you.
Yeah.
There's wolves out there that would devour you if they had an opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Brother Jason said they visited a church with, was it your mother-in-law? Somebody, it's okay I tell that? Said they visited a church, and it's over on Macklin Road, big old thing. And said they visited that church, said what? Said they had smoke coming out of the ceiling, said they had people up there shaking their heads. And he said it was a rock concert. I'm here to protect you from that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm here to, you say you shouldn't talk about other people. That's wicked.
Yeah.
Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Amen. Those wolves will eat you up.
Yeah.
Amen. We all right? Don't get mad at me. That's my job.
Amen.
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 These cats come into town and come on TV and they don't have sound doctrine. They're trying to lead you away from the Word of God and what's right. It's our job to tell you.
Amen.
Somebody gets mad every time I say something about Joel Osteen. He's a false prophet.
Yeah.
I doubt very seriously he's saved. He's a liar and cares nothing about you. He cares about making money, or he'd tell people the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I think we got a pretty good nest going here.
Yeah.
I think we got a pretty good mixture. with the leadership personalities that we've got here.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm rough sometimes. Brother Freddie's rough most of the time. And Brother Charles is wise all the time.
Amen.
It's a pretty good balanced diet there, I think.
Amen.
Brother Freddie is a gifted Bible teacher.
Amen.
Brother Charles, I've never claimed to be one. I do my best, try. Amen.
Amen.
God made me to preach to you. That's it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I think we have a pretty good balanced diet here.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I believe everything we feed you is healthy.
Amen.
Amen. We don't give you a watered-down version of the Bible.
Amen.
You're getting the pure, tested, tried, and true Word of God when you walk in this place.
Amen.
Y'all listening? You take that for granted.
Yeah.
You ought to be thankful. Hey,
Amen.
We got the right Bible.
Amen.
Our preacher's not afraid to tell us that what we're fooling with is going to hurt us.
Amen.
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 It's good to be in the nest. I remember, you ever walked up to a little bird's nest? They blind, they can't see. There's application there. They can't see a thing. And as soon as you walk up to that nest, they don't know if it's mama. They don't know who it is. You know what they do? Them little birds on my back porch, I walk in and I stick my finger in there. Every one of them bites my finger. You know what I'm saying? They'll take anything you feed them.
That's right.
That's good.
Amen.
They'll take anything you feed them.
That's good.
Baby Christians are like that.
Yes,
amen. I'm glad we got a good nest. And you don't have to be afraid when you open your mouth around here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Them little birds are blind, man. They can't see.
Amen, bro.
Amen. Hey, you don't have great spiritual vision when you first get saved.
Amen, bro.
Amen. You need to be in the right nest.
Yes, sir.
You need to be where you're getting fed the right stuff. But here's the problem. We've got some who are still in the nest. And I'm not just mean the church. I mean that baby stage of their life who should have flown some time ago. Amen? You're still eating the regurgitated message on Sunday morning. You're still depending on the regurgitation on Sunday night. I hate to compare my preaching to that, but it just goes along. You're still dependent. What I'm saying, you're counting on somebody else to feed you. When you ought to be the one regurgitating it for somebody else out on your job or at school or somewhere. Hey, man, if you've been saved 6 months, I'm just throwing out of time there. 6 months, you ought to be getting some out of that Bible by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Amen. 6 months, you ought to be, hey, you ought to be getting fed.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. What if something happened to you and you couldn't come to church?
Amen.
What if you had a surgery or, like Granny Faye, Lord forbid, had to be in a nursing home for 2-3 months? Could you take your Bible and feed yourself? Or would you get so far away from God? In other words, if you got put in that situation, could you stay where you are spiritually and stay strong spiritually because you are able to go out and hunt the food and feed yourself?
That's right.
Amen. This time some of you flew.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about leaving the nest. I ain't talking about leaving the church.
Amen.
I'm talking about doing something for God. You can only take and take and take and take and take so long.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens to a lake if it only has an inlet and no outlet?
Right.
It stagnates.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
Yeah.
These deeper life Christians, oh, we just study the Bible. Our preacher doesn't really preach that old-timey stuff. We just study the Bible. Yeah, and you're a stagnated, cold, dead mess.
Amen, bro. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Y'all listening? We got to have it coming in, but we got to have it going out.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And it's time some of us quit taking and taking and taking and taking. Some Christians are all take Christians.
Yeah. Come on, Rachel.
Amen.
I had a pastor call me from Kennesaw last week and asked me about some people who used to come to church here who are going to his church now. And he said, "Preacher, are these people high maintenance?" I said, they'll drain you dry if you let them. Yeah. He said, you shouldn't have said that about them. He asked me a question.
Yeah.
One pastor to another. Had another fellow who used to come here. Pastors called me from all over the country.
Yeah.
Asked me about that guy. I said, he's a crook. Don't give him a dime.
Because yeah.
Some people want to take, they want to take, they want to take, they want to take. They don't ever want to give anything back. What can this church do for me? Hey, what can you do for this church? If you're a baby Christian, you hadn't been saved any time, or even if you're that Christian who needs to be back in the nest for a while, like Brother Tony Avery when he came here. He was broke. I don't mean financially, I mean spiritually. He was broke. He was hurting, and he said, preacher, I need to heal. No problem. He'll tell you that's what I told him. But healing time's over. He called me the other day and said, brother, what do you think about me doing this and starting going to jail? I said, amen. He said, why don't you ever disagree? Because I'm kicking him in the rear end. Get out of the nest. Get back in the fight and do something for God. Amen.
Amen.
I can see a difference in him since he started too.
Amen.
Amen. There may be a time you need to come back. You may have been saved for 30 years, but you've been through something big in your life.
On,
just sit there. I'm not expecting anything out of you. Let me feed you.
Amen.
Let Brother Freddie and Brother Charles and Brother Warren, let these Sunday school teachers feed you. Let us keep you safe for a while. Let us protect you while you're vulnerable.
Amen.
But there's going to come a time when, hey, you've just been in the nest too long.
Yes,
it's time you flew out of that thing, went and got some other little eagles.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. It's time you went out and started hunting some prey and some food and feeding somebody else. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen. We got a lot of people in this church who's been through a lot of things. How often do you seek out somebody who's been through what you've been through so you can help them?
Amen.
I don't know if you've ever been through anything, like Sister Sheila with her daughter with cancer, Brother David with his wife with cancer. I don't know their testimony. I'm not going to try to put words in their mouth. But in my situation, things that I've been through, it seems like people are drawn to me. Is that the case? Seems like God just puts them in your path. Reckon why? Reckon why?
Amen, sir.
So you can come out of the nest and say, hey, I remember when I tried to fly.
Yeah.
This is what happened to me.
Yeah.
I remember when I tried to do something for God. This thing came along in my life.
Yes,
let me tell you how we got through it. Let me tell you how we stayed faithful. Let me tell you how we didn't run away from God. And we still love the Lord and we're still in church and we're still serving God. Hey, God allowed you to go through something so you can help somebody else.
Yeah.
Some of y'all been in this nest too long. I ain't trying to run you off. I'm trying to run you in.
Yes, bro.
Amen. I'm trying to run you on a bus route.
Yes, bro.
I'm trying to run you into witnessing to your family. I'm trying to run you into having a greater prayer life. I'm trying to run you into teaching the Bible every now and then.
Yes.
I'm trying to run you into preaching on a bus. I'm trying to run you into knocking on a door. I'm trying to run you into helping somebody along the way.
Amen.
We've got to get to a place where we're not just having mama love on us in the nest. Amen. Do you know how good it feels to be used of God? It's a wonderful thing, especially when you realize it ain't got nothing to do with you. It was all Him. That stuff like happened this morning, that ain't no accident, brother. That's the Lord. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Amen.
I get through preaching in places and people get saved and God moves. We're at Little Buskin. And everybody's asked me about her mother. Did she get saved? I don't know. They ain't called me back. I got to find out. But boy, I went back to the place where I was staying. I laid down on the bed. I said, God, I can't believe you used me. Do you know God sometimes uses you in spite of yourself? Has He ever done that with you, Brother Brad? And you look at Him like, what are you thinking? I Amen. It feels good to be used of God.
Amen, brother.
But you're going to have to get out of the nest.
Yes.
You know what that mama bird will do? The Bible said she stirreth up her nest. You know what that means? She starts pulling some of that rabbit fur out of the way.
Yeah. Yes, she does.
All those vines and twigs that she has so perfectly laid around, she starts pulling them out so they're poking in like this. And all of a sudden that little bird's getting, this ain't like it was. Mama, where'd that fur go?
Yeah.
I want my Sealy Posturepedic back in here.
Yeah.
What's all this poking in here? She's trying to make that nest a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Have you ever got uncomfortable where you are spiritually?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just give you my testimony. I got saved. We went to White Oak Springs. Brother Frank Bird was the bus director, and he came to me one Sunday night. I didn't have back then it wasn't a CDL, it was a class 3, I believe is what they called it, driving license. I didn't have one. He said, boy, your mama needs a bus driver. I said, I ain't got the license. He said, I don't care. That was old school Paulding County now. We don't do that. He said, I don't care, get on that bus. I started driving that bus. Brother Freddie, I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. Going picking up them little boys and girls. And I think about Brother Jay coming to get me. Boy,
yeah.
And that was just, boy, here I am saved, and I'm going to get to return the favor to some other little boy and girl.
Amen.
And that was good for a while. I didn't have to know no Bible. I didn't have to have no great wisdom. I didn't have to dress up. I could wear my overalls. It didn't matter. All I had to do was drive. I'll do this the rest of my life, God. And one day it felt like, all of a sudden, this ain't enough. This just is not enough. The Holy Spirit began to deal with my heart. You know what he was doing, Brother Freddie? He was stirring up my nest. Because I was comfortable right there where he was. I was a coon hunter. I was coon hunting 4 and 5 nights a week. This is all I could do to get up and get on that bus on Sunday morning. I didn't have to study. Didn't have to prepare, nothing. Everybody else done all that. Just let me drive my bus.
Yeah. Come on,
brother. Well, wouldn't it be good if that's all you ever had to do?
Yeah.
And God said, no, there's more to this.
Yes, sir.
Than just being a bus driver.
Amen.
Do you know what, spiritually, I couldn't see past that? I couldn't see past that. You can't see yourself doing some of the things God has intended for your life
Amen.
Either.
That's the truth,
bro. I remember, I'll never forget it, on Sunday night. I went down to the altar and I prayed like Isaiah, here I am, Lord, send me. I think every young Christian's prayed that prayer. God put on my heart to teach Sunday school. I've told it 1,000 times, but it's worth telling again. I surrendered. They had an amen corner sitting that way at White Oak. Brother Junior Bearden was our Sunday school superintendent. Crying, bawling, and squalling, Brother Allen. I went over to Brother Junior. I said, God's put on my heart. I want to teach Sunday school. I'm thinking 4 and 5 year old boys, coloring Joseph's mini coat of many colors, Dave and Goliath. That's my speed. 1 week later, after I surrendered, I walked up on the steps of the church, and Brother Junior Bearden was in a knockdown, drag out argument with a teenage Sunday school class teacher over a carpet. I walked up. I didn't know they was arguing. I just walked up, and Junior said, you ready? I said, for what? He said, there's about 20 or about 10 or 15 teenagers waiting on you over there. They need a teacher.
Amen.
I said, Junior, I can't teach teenagers. He said, don't worry about it. God can. He's done it plenty of times. Go. There ain't nobody in there. God said, you told me you want a Sunday school class. But God had to get me out of that comfort zone. That Sunday school class from 10 or 15 kids within a few months was 40 and 50, 60. And it wasn't me. It was the Lord. I was happy there. I was happy there. Would have stayed there from now on. Still didn't have very much responsibility. Just teach them kids. But long after that, the RA director, that's kind of like our patch club, quit. I was getting a little uncomfortable again. There's got to be more to this.
Amen, brother.
Here's what I'm saying. Every time God makes you uncomfortable, just be obedient. Just because there's an open door now, don't mean that's God's will. Oh, you're the one for the job. You may not be, but you might. You might. I started
dealing with the kids on Wednesday night. Wasn't long after that, Brother Charles, I got uncomfortable again. God was dealing my heart about preaching. I surrendered to preach. God was using me to preach around churches in the area. That's it, boy, I'm going to be an evangelist. And you know what my real attitude was? I'm going to go in there and rip these people's heads off and leave. That was my attitude. I'm going to go in, peel their hide, tell them how sorry and worthless they are, and leave it with the preacher. God said, uh-uh, you're going to be a pastor, son. Yeah. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I had it made at White Oak. When I left there, it was like a funeral. It was. But there was no doubt in my mind.
Amen.
God was stirring up my nest. I get a little leery when I get too comfortable in the nest.
Amen.
And God doesn't stir me every now and then, thinking, is there something more that I can do? Even as a pastor, not to leave this church, don't get me wrong, but is there something more as a pastor I can do in this church?
Yeah.
Is there something better I can do to lead this church in the right direction?
Yeah.
Now, you're either in the nest tonight, or God's stirring the nest and it's time for you to fly. And it ain't time for everybody to fly. Brother Jared, it ain't time for you to fly.
Amen.
Let us puke on you some more, okay? Let us feed you. Let us protect you. Let us get you rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Amen. And I believe he'll fly.
Amen.
He comes from too good of stuff. I believe he'll fly. Amen. There's some of you. You've been saved a good while. You ain't done nothing for God.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Oh, old Brother Jack Wood, you'd had to know him. He pastored down in Houston, Texas for years. Old cowboy, sure enough, real cowboy. Carried a gun everywhere he went. Cleaning it one day in a hotel room, shot the air conditioner out the window. I'm serious. Man of God, no doubt. No doubt he's a man of God. Rough, rough. Rough, I mean rough. Y'all couldn't handle him. Y'all, I don't know how heaven's dealing with him. Rough. Brother Jack was something. Called a couple in his office. He said, y'all been around here about 3 years now, is that right? And the man said, yes, sir. He said, well, you ain't done nothing for God in 3 years. You probably won't in the next three. Time for y'all to go on down the road. That's pretty rough, ain't it?
Yeah.
Called one old guy out in the service. He said, hey, brother, how about standing up right there? The guy stood up and he said, I heard you seen in so-and-so's bar Friday night. If that's true, either hit this altar or hit the door. He's rough. Some of you been in the nest too long. You've been saved long enough. You shouldn't be just a taker anymore. You should be looking for a place where you can serve. There are some areas in our church where you can soar if you want to. Where you can stretch your wings. You say, well, what if I jump out the nest and a crash? Oh, that's why she said, I'll bear you on my wings.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir, bro.
She'll swoop down and pick you up.
Amen,
you know what she'll do? She'll carry you back to the nest and let you get your breath.
Yeah.
Till you're ready to jump off again.
Yeah, bro. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
We had Hayden's birthday party Thursday night at Jump It Up, Pump It Up, Something It Up. And it's an indoor thing. I wish we had it. I wish we had that in the gym. I do. It's all them blow up things. You know what I'm talking about? Slides and all that stuff. I carried Jonah on my shoulder. And I mean, that slide's probably, what, Johnny, 20 foot in the air? I mean, it's up there. We carried Jonah up top of that thing. Todd did first. I slid down with him, held him one time. Once he realized it wasn't going to hurt, he was having a blast.
Yeah.
Then we got to carrying him up there and just turning him loose. And then Johnny got to carrying Nolan up there and just turning him loose. Once them little old boys learned that it was a soft landing down at the bottom, man, they was having a blast.
Yeah.
Man, it's just like that with God. Amen. It's fun that first time when the Lord holds you and goes down with you. But boy, when you get to go it on your own, it's something else.
Amen.
Amen. It's time some of you got out of the nest.
Amen.
Yes.
Time some of you got out of the nest. Time you flew a little bit.
Amen.
Yes, sir, brother.
It's time some of you crawled back in the nest for a little bit. I'm glad we're in a church where we can be honest.
Amen.
Glad we're in a place where Brother Rob here, Brother Freddie or Brother Warren, any of these guys, these deacons or whoever, can come and say, preacher, I need a break. I'm not going to quit church, but I need a break. I'm flying on my own strength. I need a breather. I need somebody to carry my load for a little bit. I'm glad we can do that. I don't think we're in a church when we go, well, what happened to so-and-so? Hey, man, even Jesus told his disciples, come apart and rest a while. Amen. Come apart and rest a while. Amen. We okay? Where are you at tonight? Are you in the nest because you should be? Or is God stirring your nest a little bit? Are you to the point where you feel like there's something more you could do? Are you like Brother Tony, who rested for a while, healed up, licked his wounds, called his preacher one day and said, preacher, just pray for me. I know there's something I ought to be doing. You know what that was? That was God stirring that nest.
Amen, bro.
Like Brother Rusty pulled me aside and said, Brother Eddie, I know there's something more I'm supposed to be doing for God. It was a few months ago. God stirring that nest. And isn't it funny? When you get to that place and you make that admission, there's something more I ought to be doing, God will show you what it is. It don't take long. Amen. He'll open the door. I didn't have to start telling Tony what to do. He started telling me. Well, what do you think about this, Brother Eddie? Yeah, I'll do it. What do you think about this? Yeah, I'll do it. Amen. He said, why don't you disagree with me ever? Anything's better than sitting in the net when you ought to be flying. Amen. Amen. Where are you at tonight? Bible says examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Sometimes we ought to take a look back. Maybe somebody will say tonight, honestly, I've been sitting here too long. I know too much to not be using it to help somebody else. I watched Brother Jason. God's going to use him. I'm just waiting on the Lord to give me a green light and show me when he's ready. He's going to be able to help some people who beat what he beat.
Yeah.
When the time's right. We've talked about it. I wouldn't put that on him right now for nothing in the world. But when the time's right, it'll take me and Brother Freddie both, but we're pushing him out of the nest.
Amen.
And if he hits bottom, but it'll be a mess. Anyway. Hey, let me tell you something. This is a working church. God didn't send you here for nothing. There's a place to serve.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
There's a place to serve. There's something for you to do.
Amen.
You have a ministry.
Amen.
Believe it or not. Some of you have a ministry and you're doing it and you don't even know it. I don't even want to tell you because I don't want to mess it up. Amen.
Amen.
Like the guy who was being the best deacon any man could ever ask for until I made him a deacon. Title killed him. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you hurt that boy. Let's stand our feet tonight. Ashley, how about you and Bibb and Janice coming? I don't even know how to give the message. That didn't come out like I thought it would. But that's what the Lord put on my heart tonight. You say, I know I'm supposed to be doing something more. Talk to us. We'll help you find a place.
Amen.
God dealing with your heart tonight. You come.